The year was probably late 80s. I came across an article in Reader's Digest. Now, late 80s, yes, this is true. I was the only kid in kindergarten that was reading Reader Digest at that time. On repressed memory syndrome. The theory was that if certain types of traumatic events would happen to you, you could repress those memories. Now, repression is it's kind of an old Freudian term. Freud believed that certain memories that we had would be pushed into the unconscious. You wouldn't know they're there. You're not suppressing them. You're not thinking about them. They're gone, okay, from all of your emotional awareness. Repressed memory syndrome. And it gathered quite a bit of momentum in pop psychology. A lot of articles written about it. Something traumatic happened to you. It may not come to your awareness till many, many years later. Many years later. Well, fortunately, there were those folks within the profession who didn't just assume this theory was correct. It had a nice psychological ring to it, didn't it? Traumatic. In defense of the self, you suppress it, you repress it, it's gone. But it's still percolating down there somewhere, and oftentimes it takes a very skilled therapist to pull it forward. That was the theory. What they found was, first of all, that repressed memories were very dubious in actuality. That the vast majority of the time when something traumatic happens to someone, it is seared into their memory. It doesn't pop up years later. But then they also found something interesting. It was a relatively small handful of professionals who were uncovering the bulk of repressed memories. One of the dangers in any kind of therapy is that the therapist can elicit certain findings, certain perceptions from the client by the way the therapist questions, by what the therapist shows an interest in. The word for it is iatrogenic. It means doctor caused. Usually that's used in medicine, but you could extrapolate that to mental health. They realize, and any good therapist realizes, that you have enormous power to influence the person that's coming to you. And if you pursue a certain track of questioning, you can actually elicit things and perceptions and ideas and notions that really didn't exist, but they were brought out. I'll give you a parallel example. When I first started consulting to a mental health center back in the mid-late 80s, there was a lady there who was a first or second year postgraduate counselor type. In one of our staffings, she talked about all of the children she had seen with multiple personality disorder. And she was a specialist, as she saw it, in multiple personality disorder because she had so much experience with her clients and multiple personality disorder. I remember speaking with one of my colleagues, a guy that had been a psychologist, PhD psychologist for a long time. I told him about this because I had never seen, and to this day I've never seen, a child with multiple personality disorder. And he said that of all the professionals he knew, very few, if any, had seen a kid with multiple personality disorder. Now, here she was saying that she'd seen so many. What could one conclude? One could conclude that, well, in fact, because she's somehow quickly developed, and this woman was in her 20s, quickly developed a reputation for being a specialist in the area, that all these people who suspected there could be some kind of dissociative multiple personality problem sought her out. That's one interpretation. I think a more realistic one would be, what was it about the way she conducted individual counseling with kids that may have elicited this supposed phenomenon? Repressed memories are particularly susceptible to something like this. If, for example, a client comes in and seems to just be struggling in adjusting with life and circumstances and situations, and the therapist might think, why are they having this kind of trouble? They shouldn't be having this. They should be better put together than this. We got to start digging. We got to start trying to figure out what happened. I had a guy call me. This was back in the repressed memory heyday. And by the way, for the most part, they've been debunked. He called me and he was absolutely crushed. The dad. His, I forget her age, young adult daughter. And I think she had been in therapy. Accused him of sexually molesting her when she was a child. I don't know what happened. I can't know. But reading this man's emotional devastation over this, he was crushed. Not only that his daughter would have accused him of this, but that now she wants no part of him. Probably pushed by her therapist to get him out of her life. Around that time, I had other people coming to me saying, I got accused of this. That it popped up in therapy, because keep in mind that the high-profile, media-generated notions of certain mental health-type phenomena tend to form a bit of a contagion. And as a result, at that time, I remember getting people calling me saying, oh my gosh, I've been accused of this. I can't believe, where's this coming from? If repressed memories are used as a sign that something truly happened, at the very least, they need to be questioned and explored. And at the very worst, they could be completely bogus.